1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 4, I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you're not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Brother James Glenn will lead us in prayer of thanksgiving and supplication for the body of Christ and God's word.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy good name. Father, we are indeed thankful in the deed to be able to stand before thee as thy children, to offer thee our thanks for thy goodness to us all the days of our life, realizing that thou hast blessed us in so many ways that we are not even able to count. We are especially thankful for thy church and all that's gone before us that allows us to be where we are today. Thankful, Father, for thy Son Jesus and for the price that he paid for the church, the kingdom. We're thankful for the hope that is within us as a result of the shedding of his precious blood. We pray, Holy Father, that thou would continue to bless us and use us in thy service, that we might be a shining light to those round about us. Along with boldness, we pray for wisdom, that we might know how to approach those around about us to share with them the unsearchable riches of thy kingdom. We pray, Father, for those who are traveling this weekend over the highways and byways for their safety and safe return home. We're especially mindful of Brother and Sister Northern as they travel to Arkansas to perform a funeral for a friend of his. Watch over them and keep them safe and bring them back to us safely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Philippians chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Brother Frank Pritchett will lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving and supplication for this congregation and for her leaders.
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we're indeed thankful that we as a family can call you our Father and you call us your children. And Father, we have been so blessed this month with the joy of baptisms in Lauren and Zach and Amanda that is joining our family here. And we are also blessed with the ability to feel pain when a member pains and to feel joy when a member joys. And Father, we pray that you will bless the family that meets here all the time and that you will keep them safe from harm. And Father, we ask you to be with the leaders of this congregation, Brother Glenn, Brother Russell, Brother Green, and Brother Day. And we pray, Father, that you will bless them with health and longevity and wisdom as they lead us toward that beautiful place called heaven, as they watch over our souls. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. Brother Jimmy Green is going to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving for the opportunities that will be associated with our gospel meeting.
Our God and our Father, we're thankful, Father, for the opportunities that we have working toward preparing for this meeting. We're thankful, Father, for the opportunity to talk to friends, to loved ones, to neighbors, to strangers, to anybody that will listen, that will accept the words. Father, we pray that Thou will help us, that we may spread Thy word throughout every way that we can. Pray, Father, that Thou will help us and let us use every opportunity we might have to follow up on anything that comes out of this gospel meeting, that we will be watching for opportunities and acting on them, that Your name might be glorified throughout this congregation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
In Romans chapter 15, verses 30 and 32, I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. Brother Greg Scott will lead us in prayer for Brother Marlon Connolly.
Father, we pray Thy blessings on Brother Marlon Connolly. We thank You for his abilities, for his willingness to serve us. We pray You will bless him and his family with strength and good health. We pray You will bless his efforts as he studies and makes preparation to come to us. We pray that we may encourage him, that he may speak Thy word freely. We pray also his visit here will strengthen him. We pray You will protect him as he travels to us and home again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Brother Danny Raines will come and lead us in prayer for this membership, for our courage, strength, and zeal.
Our Father in heaven, we come to Thee this evening, Father, acknowledging that Thou art the one true and living God, and that You have saved us from our sins, over which we have no power, and paid the highest of all costs for the forgiveness of our sins, Your only Son, Jesus Christ, and have adopted us as children, and now wait for us in heaven. And knowing these things, Father, we should have a great zeal for the spreading of the wonderful news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, that we will do so with fervence, and that when our zeal begins to fail, that we'll look to Thee, that we will be reminded of the great things that Your love has done for us, so that our zeal will continue. And we pray, Father, that when our words and our actions are threatened by fear of reprisal or our own inadequacy, that You'll shore up our courage, and knowing that He who is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And finally, Father, we pray that we'll dedicate our strength, which is not our strength, but is Your strength, a gift to us, that we'll dedicate that strength to this upcoming gospel meeting as an offering of the very best that we can do for Thee. But if our strength fails, we ask, Father, for Your health and Your strength, which is without limit and does not fail. And also, Father, as we continue to encourage and to strengthen each other towards the upcoming meeting. For we are assured that we can do all things through Him that strengthens us. For it's in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us, that we offer these thanks and these requests. Amen.
before Brother Mark Russell comes and leads us in prayer for those whom we will invite, we'll read Romans chapter 10, beginning with verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Brother Russell.
Our God and our Father in heaven, we come to thee thanking thee for this gospel meeting, for the privilege we have to invite those who may not have heard thy gospel to come and be listened and hear it be taught. We pray thy blessings on each one of us as we attend these meetings, that we might enter with open minds and receptive hearts, that we might gain those things from this study together, would help us all to be better servants of thine and know what we need to do to be saved in the end. Forgive us our sins, Father, and be with us in this meeting. May all things be done towards thy name and glorifying thy name in all things. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Whatever we may do as a church and as individuals, I believe we should always and constantly be praying for this nation in which we live. We are seeing some challenges that we perhaps would never have dreamed would take place. Things are rising up before us that, if they continue to do so, may actually hinder the progress of good and righteousness. And so we've included a prayer for the sake of our nation. Before Brother Terry Morgan leads us in that prayer, I'd like to read from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Paul says, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceable and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Brother Terry.
A merciful and loving Heavenly Father, we come to thee now thanking thee for the many blessings and privileges and freedoms and opportunities that we have in this nation. And as our nation now turns its minds toward remembering and honoring and showing its appreciation for those that have paid such high cost in service and others that are serving, that we might continue to be protected and enjoy these freedoms. We pray, Father, that this will help us to grow in our appreciation even more for the great privileges and freedoms that we have, that we can openly and publicly plan and promote and carry out activities such as our upcoming gospel meeting. Without the hindrances and the fears, the disruptions and even the severe persecutions that those in other places that might attempt to do so might have to face. And Father, as we pray for our leaders in this country and for the solutions and remedies to the problems that we face, we know, Father, that the greatest need that our nation has is for the proclaiming of the gospel and the receiving and in repentance and obedience of thy will, and turning to thy will for guidance and for instruction. And we pray, Father, that as thy children, we'll be able to truly realize and to know and to take action upon the great responsibility and privilege that we have to take thy saving message to this nation and beyond, even to a lost and dying world. We pray, Father, that thou would bless us to that end. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we conclude this specific prayer portion of our service, we've asked Brother Jerry Morgan to lead us in prayer for the sick. We have always placed a very great emphasis on praying for our sick, and I believe that's a very good thing. It's one of the things that this church is known for, and we hope and pray that it'll be something that we'll always be known for. We've got several among our number who are lingering very long in illness. We have some who do not have a very happy outlook in view of their illness. We've got others who are recovering and who have made great progress. It is all of those whom we are concerned with and concerned for. And we remember them not only in this prayer, but also as we pray daily and constantly in our private lives. From Hebrews chapter 13, beginning in verse 1, the writer says, "Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body." Brother Jerry.
Our gracious Father in heaven, we're thankful for the privilege that we have of coming to you in prayer on behalf of those, Father, that are suffering from health problems, those that are sick and are in need of our prayers. Father, we pray that you'll look down upon them at this time and bless them all in a very special way. Father, we pray that you'll be with the doctors and the nurses and the others that are seeing to their needs and taking care of them, that they'll be able to do the things that are most needed in each case. Father, we pray a special prayer for those that are suffering from long-term illnesses and ongoing problems, those, Father, that are in the hospitals and the rehab centers, that are going through treatments. We pray, Father, that you'll strengthen them, that you'll give them comfort, encourage them, Father, them and their families as they go through the things that they have to endure. We pray, Father, that their health be restored if it be in accordance with your will. Father, we also pray for those that are suffering from the loss of loved ones. We pray, Father, that you'll comfort them. We're thankful, Father, that you've given us the health that we have. We pray that we'll have good health for our upcoming meeting. We pray also, Father, for Brother Conley, that you'll give him good health as he conducts the meeting. We ask you to continue to bless us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
What a privilege prayer is. Services like this, though, are perhaps a little bit unusual and out of the ordinary, I believe are very effective in reminding us and helping us to exercise that privilege of specific prayer. I'm thankful for our leaders who encourage us to do this from time to time and have given efforts like this their full endorsement and support. And again, thankful for these men who have led the congregation in prayer. If you're here this evening not having ever become a Christian, there's never a better time than right now to obey the gospel. If you believe in Jesus as God's Son, repent of your sins, confess your faith in Him, and be baptized into Christ, your sins will be washed away. If you've become unfaithful in your service as a child of God, there's never a better time than the present to receive forgiveness and to be restored. If you're subject to our Lord's invitation in any way, we invite you to respond as we stand and sing this song.